Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio. I never want to ride my bicycle.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, who gave Baloo a pilot's license?
So we're talking about Baloo in Tailspin.
Yes. Well, Baloo from the Jungle Book and then in Tailspin.
Because he is the same bear.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's so Jungle Book is like this classic Disney movie with songs and dance and talking and singing animals.
Yeah.
And at no point does like a Nick Fury-esque figure show up in the post-credit scene and is like, hey, Baloo, you know how you stop this kid from being eaten by a wolf? Well, let me introduce you to the concept of flying and you're now going to be... I don't know what actually is his job in Tailspin.
He's like the head pilot, I'm pretty sure.
I think
sure.
He takes them on their Tailspin adventures.
Like a cargo delivery service.
Yeah. So he's the one who pilots them around. It's great to imagine the Bear Necessities song being like, it's just the Bear Necessities, kid, unless you get your pilot's license. Well,
yeah, that's also like pretty hypocritical of him, because he's like, Bear Necessities, fuck, all you need is just like chill times, have a good time, also a pilot's license. Fucking sellout. But I'll call him one to his face.
But maybe it's like Baloo didn't know that that was an option. Yeah. Like, if you're just a bear living in the jungle, you're like, fucking, this is life. What else do I need? And then he sees a plane go overhead and he's like, I gotta be up there.
Yeah. Also, I mean, it's like he's got a job. So look, because when we meet him in the Jungle Book, he's a lazy piece of shit.
Yeah, that's true.
He's manipulative as hell. He's like, hey, human boy that can climb. I mean, I can climb. I am a good sloth bear, but... You get it for me.
He knew how to open a prickly pear without stinging his hands, and that is an important skill to know in the jungle.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what he was applying for his like job with Tailspin. He's like, watch me open this prickly pear.
You're right. From what I know about Baloo, I don't know if he himself actually has his pilot license. Surely it's more in Baloo's sort of like MO to get someone to take the test for him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Right?
Hey, what does he call Mowgli? Man-child?
Yeah.
Man-child.
Hey, not bear.
Take this test for me. That's great because that
Doesn't
means Mowgli.
Him, like, little one or something like
I
that?
I feel like it's man-child. I can't be right.
Should we just do 45 minutes of speculating on what he might call Mowgli?
What would you call Mowgli?
Mogwai. You'd call him Mowgli.
Don't Jungle eat a prickly pear after midnight, Mowgli.
Please.
No, because again, he's like very much a lazy boy.
Yes.
Or lazy bear. And so he's probably not going to have
That's
the drive.
That's what he calls Mowgli. Lazy boy.
He's like, I don't have the kind of like care. Like he's like, to me, he reminds me a little bit of myself in that if I can delegate someone,
I
would.
Yeah.
And I feel Luke would delegate someone to just do everything for him.
But then surely the Tailspin would be like the adventures of the Tailspin. They're mice in Tailspin, right?
Most of them are bears, aren't they?
It's all just jungle animals.
Okay.
Animals. Mowgli is now just like another bear called Kit.
Oh.
And then he works for another, like a hot, sexy bear.
Rebecca?
Yeah.
She was the only one I remembered, so I'm glad this came up.
And then Shere Khan is like his like rival.
Yeah.
And Louis runs the bar. So it actually took a lot of cues from like Casablanca.
That's great, but that also means that there must have been a point where maybe the jungle got destroyed and they had to get jobs. Like,
So what happened in the situation where it's just kind of like, you've gone from like, I'm just going to kick back and be lazy. You do. Shere Khan's going to like try and eat like a small boy.
Yeah.
To be like, no. Let's make this rival plane company.
It's great that
Louis just wants to be like, I want to learn how to use fire. or make cocktails. Don't know yet.
Is his specialty flaming cocktails?
Hope so.
Or is that what he's building up to? Maybe he was like, I can trick people into teaching me how to use fire if I become a bartender. Eventually someone's going to order a flaming cocktail.
Then I'll know their fucking secrets and I'll rule the kingdom.
I feel like every episode they go to Louis's bar because Louis has great advice, but also that maybe means that Baloo has a drinking problem.
Well, that means he's getting drunk.
Also, how old's Kit?
Yeah, what the hell? That's not okay.
That's so sad because Louis used to be the king of the apes. And now he's a imagine if you found out that the king of a country...
Queen Elizabeth II.
Queen Elizabeth II is like, well, my country's gone to shit. I'm going to attend a bar.
Post-Brexit, she's like, so, time to open a bar. I would go to that bar.
Me too.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah. You're telling me that he's lounge counter? Lizzie's lounge.
So I would leave that bar.
So it is to assume here that something's happened to the jungle where, like, what? What's happened? Is it industrialized?
I guess so.
But insanely rapid industrialization. Yeah. Have you seen the live action Jungle Book?
Yeah. It's like Hogan literally directed. The only one I've seen.
And they're doing a sequel to that. It's Jungle Book 2.
That's
I'm hoping that that's just Tailspin. Like a live action Tailspin.
That would be
Christopher
amazing.
Walken played Baloo in that, didn't he?
He did.
Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Murray was the Baloo.
Oh, Bill Murray. Yes, yeah. Okay.
Walken
cool.
was Louis.
Yeah.
I would absolutely watch that film.
This giant Bill Murray flying a plane.
And this giant fucking ape is voiced by Walken serving bar. Yes, please.
That'd be so big because he's huge.
He's
a
giant epithecus. He's giant. Massive.
He's like, so is it kind of like structured? So the bar bit is this kind of like this huge dome, I guess. And then it kind of has to like lean in and kind of serve tiny drinks.
No. I feel like it's still like in a treetop, right?
Yeah.
They have planes, but they also still live in trees.
Okay.
What happened? Did like the people die?
Maybe just a bunch of planes showed up and they were like, may as well do something.
Yeah, how'd they get the planes?
We can't eat them.
Did they build the planes?
Certainly. Did they steal the planes? Did they like, we got to steal man's fire? Oh. This mechanical bird.
I'm just double checking just to make sure that my
Why would you do that?
I'm pretty sure the planes look like they're made out of wood. So, they could have made the planes, which...
Or is it kind of like...
They have screws in them. You can't make wooden screws. I refuse to believe they exist. Talking bears? Yes. Wooden screws? No.
You know, it's like sort of one of those weird coincidences where it's just like in through pure coincidence they just happened to like make a plane. They were just like banging some wood together, and like it looks like we've
made a plane.
Is there some kind of like Jungle Book Wright brothers somewhere around? just like running down a fucking hill trying to like clamber aboard something. Is this what we're meant to believe? I think I'm so big fan.
It could just be because we've seen evidence that like apes learn the same behaviors as humans, but just like way slower and longer. Maybe this one, they just nailed it straight away. They saw a plane and they were like, ooh.
But bears this time. Yeah, so they saw a plane and were like, bro.
Exactly. So there's King Louis looking at fire being like, oh, fucking getting two rocks, smacking them. There's some sparks. What the fuck? He's just like, oh,
that seems easier.
I reckon I got this.
Three rocks together.
And suddenly a plane. Then the fucking bear's like, yeah, I can ride it. Yeah. Oh, give me my license.
So, there's a lot of just. This is just unearthed a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out, like.
Also, hang on. How old do sloth bears live for?
Yeah, not long.
So there's
maybe like 40
is
years.
Is that what Baloo is, a sloth bear?
Yeah.
Right.
Because like, there's a point clearly, like, because he's not like a young sloth bear in the Jungle Book.
He's old.
He's quite old. But
Baloo will die in our lifetime.
But he's gone from that to then also being a pilot, and he's still roughly the same age. Not
it must
much
have
time
happened
has spent.
Basically like, the next year.
So the Jungle Book ends. Baloo just like, adventure's done. Looks up, sees a plane. He's like,
that's
next.
That's next for old Baloo.
All right, so let's say
is he wearing clothes as well?
He's big jacket. He's still butt ass naked.
So he's learned semi shame.
Yeah,
semi shame.
But only for his top, not for where his cock is.
All the women wear full clothes.
Okay, yeah. It's like my butthole and cock are fine. Ladies, though, no.
Yeah,
but my titties, I'm sensitive.
Somebody came down, crashed a plane, got out, were like, I got clothes for you, bear. This plane's yours. That's okay. That's not. Put this on your top.
Mowgli, you're a bear now.
Was it a wizard? Did a wizard riding a plane crash? But, and Mowgli's like, what's this? Oh, man shot. No, bear.
So you can look at like how that world exists, how you go from Jungle Book to Tailspin, but also you can look at like what was the decision to make the Tailspin world exist from like a writing point of view.
Yeah.
Like, because they just re-released Jungle Book in like the late 80s, early 90s, and like there was all like the Disney afternoon cartoons.
Yeah.
You had your DuckTales,
yeah.
which is like a kind of like a spin-off of Donald Duck and Scrooge McDuck and that kind of stuff. I guess we get Rescuers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Which the Rescuers were like two classic Disney movies. One of them, we come to Australia. All I know about the Rescuers is that there's one of them, they go to Australia. The other one has a hidden...
Hidden titties.
Hidden
yeah.
titties.
Yeah, it does have hidden titties.
So it's
that's
the best
right.
Disney movie ever made.
It's the Rescue Rangers.
I know. Well, then they turn that into the Rescue Rangers.
Yeah.
But I think they're entirely different animals.
They're chipmunk?
Yeah. That's Chippendale Rescue Rangers. That's yeah. good.
So at some point, at a boardroom, the Disney execs are like, the kids, they love Casablanca. We need to make an aviation show.
So how
who can we put in it? And I want to know, like, if Baloo gets a pilot's license, what does Bambi get?
Yeah.
What are the other animals? If industrialization happens to the Jungle Book universe, then what are all the other anthropomorphic animals?
That's a good fucking question.
What licenses does everyone else get? Yeah.
Well, it's funny because also that means that the Disney universe in itself loves some animals but fucking hates others. Bambi gets a dead mother. Baloo gets a fucking pilot's license.
So, because okay, there's Rescue Rangers, there's Tailspin. How many others basically
Duck,
followed this?
Gummy Bears, Darkwing Duck, DuckTales, Marsupilami.
Yeah.
Gummy Bears wasn't really... Oh, no, it kind of was, wasn't it? It was kind of the same. Because I was like, they weren't really like having kind of weird, pulpy adventures like
how many
the rest
kind
of them?
No. Followed this of like making aviation a thing?
No, this is like, yeah. I mean, I guess DuckTales and Tailspin are the only ones, and Darkwing Duck, I guess, are the only ones that kind of fit that mold of taking
just
something in.
In that universe, everyone or a couple of people just watched Casablanca and was like, yes, we need to make a business model out of
what's like
this.
They found, like, they've remembered the 1940s exist. And they're like, oh.
It's weird.
Maybe the kids don't know about this stuff. We'll just steal stuff.
It's weird that Chip and Dale are called Chip and like Chip and Dale, because that's surely like Chip and Dale, like a male stripper,
but no,
right?
But Chip has a chip for a chip somewhere. No, Dale has a Dale between his teeth.
Oh, okay.
And Chip, I guess, has a chip nose.
Okay. That's why they're called Chip and Dale.
What's a Dale between a teeth?
It's like a Dale. It's like a gap between
that's,
two things.
That's called a Dale.
Yeah.
Huh. And that's something new every day. Okay, Bambi. What are we giving Bambi? I reckon a hunter's license.
No, see, I was thinking the same thing, and I reckon the reason we never gave Bambi any kind of license is that Bambi is a loose unit. Yeah. We don't know what Bambi's capable
of. If we're stealing from genres of the past, we can go through, it can be kind of like an Bambi? 80s, late 80s,
Deer
revenge
Hunter?
Horror film.
Or
where...
Deer Hunter. Okay, yeah. We just use the plot of Deer Hunter, but
Thumper blows his brains out.
Yeah.
Playing roulette.
Okay, that's better. Because I was going down, like, a worse path, I guess. So let's go through that.
Okay, so I guess Deer Hunter. I don't know much about that film apart from...
The title?
The title.
Yeah. I saw that happening. I was like, damn, it's just he's got the word deer in the title of the movie and he's going for it.
Is it Vietnam? Is it about Vietnam?
Isn't that movie about a man gets lost in the woods, haunts someone with a shotgun?
None of us have seen Deer Hunter, have we?
So right, let's go back to
JD, you had a brilliant idea with Bambi.
So a revenge film, because like when horror movies went through slashes and then after like 10 years ago.
See, I think that makes too much sense.
Yeah, oh, no,
because
right.
At no point are you like, fuck yeah, Jungle Book, give these cunts a plane license.
Good point.
Fuck, so I want to go to a screening where someone stands up like, oh, that bear, give the cunt a plane.
Fuck it. Everyone right, giving Bambi is like a snowmobile license.
Yeah.
Fuck, I hope a ski resort.
Or like a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Like,
Bambi's bowling alley.
Bambi's Bolarama. And it's like a quaint adventure. He lives in like middle America.
Yeah.
Running a bowling alley.
All of the other Bambi characters are now like regulars at the alley.
Thumpers. Rival teams.
Yeah. Always fighting.
The skunk.
Does that mean that the villain
of Bambi, who is a man with a gun.
And or fire.
A man with a gun and fire have a rival bowling team.
Well, No. The man with the gun owns a bar now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's the thing. Like, all these cartoons, the main character has a drinking problem. That's the constant.
Oh, poor Bambi just like clopping up to a bar, sitting on a stool, ordering a whiskey sour.
It's very easy to imagine a deer drinking a whiskey.
Is it? Yeah, just like with its little putting its nose in the cup and its tongue all getting up in there. That's very easy to picture. I feel like I've seen that, to be honest.
My mistake, I guess.
So that's it. Bambi, easy, done. Yeah. What about Fox and Hound?
Fox and Hound. Oh, does Fox and Hound have a villain other than differences?
That's insurance agency for me. It's insurance company.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, that sounds trustworthy. Yeah, Fox and Hound.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Or like maybe like a law firm, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I feel like actually they're a bit too, like, they've kind of got too much of an honest kind of, you know, to be like lawyers. I feel like maybe they'll have moral qualms.
But there might be a good, like, shouldn't. Sort of, you know, Murdoch and Nelson. Because you're saying, you know, they're trying to do good. You know what I mean? Like,
so, okay, so they're also one of them is a vigilante.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Fox or Hound?
Hound. Ooh. Hound was basic. He was, you know, he had a darkness to him.
Yeah.
Hound sounds like a vigilante name. The Hound.
Hound. But is it still... Oh, no, they've moved to, like...
They've moved to some kind of, like, Hell's Kitchen-esque kind of area.
They've gone from pleasant country woodland to gritty noir. That's such a shame.
Or can we kind of, you know, get that noir setting, but put it into a country town?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we can.
I mean, like,
there's no rules here. We can do whatever we want.
The cast of characters is going to be quite small.
All you need to know is the kids love Casablanca. So keep that in mind when you're...
Wait till they see Gone with the Wind.
Oh, my God.
Blow their minds. As long as we can agree that Lady and the Tramp definitely own a car dealership.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was going to say a car wash.
I like that better.
Lady and the Tramp's car wash.
Because you
like
think,
on hard
times. Obvious would be that own an Italian restaurant. No.
No.
None of that.
Because Lady and the
Italian
Tramp...
restaurant and car wash combined. Open the first episode of the Lady and the Tramp car wash with, like, Lady or Tramp eating sad... cold spaghetti from somewhere by themselves. Things have gone bad in the Tramp.
Servo spaghetti.
Yeah. Depressing. This is depressing. Tailspin wasn't sad.
I can imagine him in sort of, overalls, just kind of like nudging like a meatball that's still kind of half frozen.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Delicious.
That's a sad.
Well, I've got a question for you guys. You're running a party, it's a lot of guests.
Sure.
And you know, last minute, oh my God, the RSVPs are just out the wazoo.
Yeah.
So many guests coming up. You need good quality food cooked by a big team.
Yeah.
Who else do you call but exactly 101 Dalmatians catering?
Hell yes.
Actually, that one I think is my favorite. Thinking about, like, if 101 Dalmatians had a spin-off where it was like 101 chefs or something. Yeah.
Can I get voted off at the end of every episode? Oh. There can be only one.
That's so sad.
Little tiny chef hats.
Are they puppies still?
Yeah.
They'll be so floppy trying to cook the food.
Imagine holding like a knife like...
If Baloo can fly a plane, dogs can cook spaghetti.
Yeah, that's true.
And at the end of the day, when they've just had a hard day working, slaving off hard in the kitchen, who else can they turn to but Cruella de Vil in the bar? For a stiff one at the end of a working day.
Oh, it's so sad. Every time seeing this woman in this, like, old kind of cronish woman just in immaculate fashion serving drinks.
Struggling to remember the names of 101 identical-looking dogs.
It sucks. Every villain that gets reduced, it's like it's so undignified when they're reduced to working in a bar.
Yeah.
It's so rough.
Not for everyone.
Mm?
Beauty and the Beast, Gaston is perfectly suited to running a bar.
That's true.
The fact he doesn't already run a bar is baffling in itself.
Not an animal, though.
No, not an animal.
Scar?
What would his okay, Gaston's bar, what would it be called? 5 dozen eggs.
Five dozen eggs and then a secret. What is 12 dozen eggs is like the secret bar at the back.
A bar I don't know if I'd want to go to. Anyway, here's a quick word from our sponsors, maybe.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Also, if you want to keep up to date with everything we do outside the podcast, you can sign up to our monthly newsletter. Just head to our website, sanspantsradio.com, or check the show notes of this very episode. Now, Gaston.
He eats so many goddamn eggs.
That's too many eggs.
He's roughly the size of a barge. That's how you get that big.
How are you going to get that big without eating copious amounts of eggs?
I understand in like the Disney universe, how can you get someone that looks like Gaston, but then someone that looks like Belle's father?
Yeah.
It just feels like these are two separate races.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? Like LeFou. Like LeFou looks like a little gnome man.
Yeah.
But clearly they're both humans.
Yeah, they're both human. I'm pretty
sure. You
guys
been to Paris?
That's the disparity. Yeah.
It's like we have an orc and a gnome here.
You would be so sad if you were born. It's like, is it, were Gaston's parents beautiful or is it a crapshoot? Because Belle is quite normal looking, but her dad just isn't.
Yeah.
So that means that you kind of, it's a gamble with your kid. You're like, I hope I get a normal looking one.
So if Belle ended up hooking up with Gaston, would they have had like a gross gnome baby?
There's no guarantee.
Or a candlestick.
Or a candlestick.
Or a lion. You just never know.
Disney's scary.
Who knows what you're going to pop out. Terrifying.
Just terrifying.
So wildly unpleasant.
You know who I think should get a job?
Who?
It's not Disney. Yeah. But you just made me think of Looney Tunes, right? Yeah. Half the Looney Tunes characters are employed.
Yep.
And half of them aren't. Bugs Bunny has no job. Porky Pig does.
What's Porky Pig's job?
Doesn't he work at like a theater? He's got a pork pie hat, I just assume.
No, the theater is the Looney Tunes.
Is it? I thought it was a Muppet situation where the Looney Tunes work for Warner Brothers. That's all folks at
the
end.
He also worked in insurance or as a car salesman.
Oh, I don't know. I thought he ran a bar.
Well, like, okay, maybe not Porky Pig, but Yosemite Sam. Oh, no, he's a cowboy. That's a job.
I mean, he's more of a freelancer for himself. More of a
Elmer
mercenary.
Elmer Fudd's a hunter? Is that yeah, Elmer hobby Fudd's or a job?
And Elmer Fudd owns property because he has a house. Bugs Bunny has a hole, though, but he probably didn't buy it.
Who runs the business that sells...
Acme?
No, but that sells, like... female clothes.
Oh,
like,
that's true.
Women's clothes for that's a big enterprise in
there's
the Looney Tunes universe.
You're right. There's a massive market in both Disney and Looney Tunes for pants for men. That's like a new idea. Like if you came out and you're like, pants, I know we think of them as typically feminine, but imagine pants for men.
Excuse me. Yes. I am not ashamed of my butthole or cock. Why do I need these pants?
It's a fashion statement. Are you sick of only having a jacket and revealing your nipples? We also do shirts for men.
Sometimes you can always cold.
Revolutionizing badge. Are you freezing all the time?
Oh, just my shoulders.
Pants and shirts and shoes for everyone and pants for men.
Come on down to Jackson's pants and shoes and shirts for everyone and pants for men. Emporium.
I guess actually maybe, no, because it's difficult. It must be difficult to make pants for, like, you got to make pants that'll fit Donald Duck, but also pants that'll fit Mickey. Oh, Mickey Mouse is wearing pants. He's a trendsetter.
Oh, yeah, but he doesn't wear a shirt, though. Yeah. He wears gloves. Gloves and pants.
Gloves and pants. It's weird that in that universe,
like,
clearly... Yeah, overall. Yeah,
covering his nipples, I guess.
At least Mickey Mouse hides his shame.
Hey, you know who has jobs?
Yeah.
Like Mickey, Donald...
Yeah.
All those guys.
They're all employed.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse runs the House of Mouse.
What is the House of Mouse?
It's like a big club that all of the Disney characters come to.
You mean the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. House of Mouse is something else.
House of Mouse is what we call Disney.
Oh, right.
In the industry. Yeah.
Is it kind of like a Playboy Mansion type clubhouse?
No. Let me tell you. It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Come inside. It's fun inside. M-I-S-E-K-I. No, I can't spell it. No,
I can't. M-I-S-E-K-I.
M-I-S-E-K-I. Yes.
So, yes.
But Mickey Mouse, yeah, he runs the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. And they do showings of, like, old Mickey Mouse cartoons. Everyone comes, including, like, Hades from Greek mythology.
Okay, wait, we're confusing Mickey Mouse cartoons now.
Are we?
This one sounds great.
I mean, it was like, I think around 2000, Mickey Mouse ran, like, a big bar, basically.
Hey.
Mickey Mouse, the villain. Whoa. He ran, like, a massive bar, and it was like, every episode was about the bar, and something would go wrong, and they had, like, a screening or a song at the end that they had to get right, and Mickey Mouse worked there, and so did Donald Duck, and Daisy Duck, and Minnie Mouse, and the whole Goofy as well. Goofy, by the way, the most employed of all of them, and full set of clothes. Just saying.
That's how. That's why he works, because he's approachable.
He's not nude.
His cock's not flopping out everywhere.
Just a quick side note from Disney. So we've just mentioned this heaps, but because with the early Disney animations, I didn't really care that much about clothes or whatever, because they're like, animals, who cares? I wish video games had the same trajectory. Imagine if Mario had just been a little nude man. Because when it leaped to 3D, they would be like, this is going to be a problem.
Right now you can't tell, but when he becomes... Or like, yeah, like they started off and he was just nude, but like no genitals.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, we don't want to waste pixels.
But once the graphics get...
But like the graphics get better and they just don't change.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's canonically, like, yeah, he has a micro penis.
Mario is just smooth.
Mario
all the way
has,
right
he has an innie.
But man, has he got a sick vest.
Yeah, but everyone works there. And then occasionally they'd show cartoons and all the Disney characters mm-hmm. would attend the
How's
bar.
How's he making money?
Like,
is it subscriptions? Like, is he being like, yeah,
it's a streaming subscription. Yeah. $14.99 a month.
It's like, yeah, you pay to be part of this. You can come in whenever you want. Like, where's he making money off these?
Imagine you're Mickey Mouse and one of the people that comes
in
is Hercules with
Dolphins. It's a club.
Yeah. No, but actually, sometimes like the 101 Dalmatians came in and they don't have money. They are dogs. So like...
The 101 Dalmatians are famously dogs.
I don't know how Mickey Mouse kept himself afloat.
Also, although Mickey is a mouse... The 101 Dalmatians are a dog.
All 101 Dalmatians form one dog.
So, do dogs get free pass on money, but mice still have to pay? What's the logic?
It depends on how much clothes you wear. That's what it comes down to.
101 Dalmatians wear no clothes.
Yeah,
they are clothes, if you ask Cruella de Vil. Who makes a jacket out of dog?
Oh, I don't know. Who's that for? It's disgusting. Imagine you're like the latest fashion.
Hey, if you want your bar to stand out.
Yeah. What if it's good, though? What if it's real soft?
I feel like it would be greasy. Do you want a greasy jacket?
Nah.
Puppies are soft, though.
But they also don't have that much fur.
Yeah, that's why she wanted 101 of them.
One jacket. Come on, man.
Fuck, my mistake.
Yeah, but that's...
Is it to do with the clothes? Because it's like, yeah, Goofy earns a living and he's a dog boy.
Goofy has layers as well because he wears a vest over a long sleeve shirt.
Whereas someone like, say, Pluto...
No clothes. A collar, a bit alive.
Doesn't earn money.
That's scary. That's really scary. Does that mean that what happened in the Jungle Book is somebody just came and put a vest on Baloo and he was like, oh my God, I got to walk up right now. What have you done to me?
He gets his plane driving powers because you know how we drive planes. He gets his plane driving powers from the vest.
Yeah, I think
we've cracked it.
I think we've cracked it.
Is it all just to do
magical
with
magical clothes?
Clothes. Is it just some sort of, some witch has imbued clothes with the... power of responsibility and employment.
Do you think that means that Mickey Mouse sleeps in his clothes for fear of losing his humanity?
Yeah.
Like, if someone dacked Mickey Mouse's pants, yeah, he'd be like, wee, 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 and just run away as a scared mouse.
I fear yes.
That's so sad.
Because surely there's been a situation where you have this, like, you know, dog-like person in a full suit.
Yeah.
And then slowly someone just undresses them, or just rapidly undresses them, chucks a collar, and now we've got Pluto.
That's so sad.
Or Pluto. The 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
101 Dalmatians owners, both very human, fully clothed.
That's true.
Or it's the other way around, whereas it's like, what if you take a dog and dress it up, and then suddenly it has a job.
What if you take the clothes off a human in the Disney universe?
What do they become?
Dogs. Next question.
Bathing has proven difficult now. That's a lot of stinky mice and a lot of stinky dogs.
Yeah, but I get everybody.
Famously, two animals that don't smell great anyway, so who cares?
But if I was like, hey guys, just this is a cool thing about me. Not cool, a curse more. If I get nude, I will revert to like an animalistic caveman. So I am gonna smell. But you got to understand, this is better than the alternative.
If I get nude, I suddenly know how to drive a plane.
What's the variation here? Because if you look at, say, Goofy, who is the most dressed and arguably the most successful in terms of jobs.
And also the least, like, recognizable as an animal.
Yeah.
What is Goofy?
A dog man. I'm pretty sure, is a dog, but they kind of shot themselves in the foot there because Pluto, also a dog.
Yeah, but he's undressed. He's just wearing a collar.
Have you got
keep
Goofy,
up?
Goofy? I've never seen
it. I'm keeping up. He was dog, now he's dog man.
I'd like to put a request out to anyone listening right now. This is a fan art request. Okay? I would like to see what Goofy looks like in only a collar, walking on all fours like Pluto. So someone could draw me that, because that's hard to picture.
And then the reverse, I want what happens when you put Goofy's clothes on Pluto.
Yeah, what is Pluto the man and what is Goofy the dog?
If I was a fan, I would literally just take a photo of each of them and then just change their colours and be like, done.
Change the heads over. That's fine. Bonus points if it's the creation of Adam by God. But one is a nude Goofy and the other is Pluto.
What do you call that? Riposte? Reclined?
Reclined. No, there's another word I was looking for, but that's fine. Reclined and
lying
fully
down.
Clothed. Anyway, yeah.
Relaxed?
No. Respote? No. Move on, please. I'm not going to get it.
And then we have someone like, say, Baloo, who is now wearing a jacket, and that suddenly comes with the power of knowledge of flight.
Yeah.
So what happens if we use, like, you know, how? And then we have, like, a collar, which is then just little bit alive.
I just realized
no responsibility.
If you put a Hawaiian shirt on an orangutan, they get the ability to own a bar.
Yeah. So what's it say? Okay.
Right.
So if we put a Hawaiian jacket on creatures, they can 10 bar? Is this the result?
It's the equivalent of getting your RSA,
okay. So is the power in the jacket, or is some witch or wizard cursing items, and then it's just a crapshoot of what you wear, it just so happens that it kind of balances out?
Does that mean that if we wanted Bambi's Bolarama, we need to get Bambi in a bowling shirt?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Imagine trying to get a deer in a shirt.
How does the anthropomorphized version of Bambi act?
I don't know.
Like, there are certain animals that don't make sense when you put them on two legs.
Yeah. Bambi.
So please draw that.
So uneven.
Yeah, I still imagine the Bambi still on all fours with the shirt kicking wildly.
Yeah, absolutely.
As I tried put on that shirt.
Bambi just is the one that didn't work.
This one's not working. We just got an angry deer.
Get
everyone
in the bowling alley.
This is your new career now.
Spray shoes, make them clean.
We've already changed the sign.
And also, all the animals in the Bambi universe are like wildly differing sizes.
Yeah.
Like
true.
All the Jungle Book animals are roughly the same.
Thumper is not going to be able to get up on a stool, or is not going to be able to. Thumper is the size of a bowling ball.
But Thumper, big feet, bowling shoes.
Ah, that's true.
But then he's just wearing bowling shoes.
Wrapping just bowling shoes. That's a really good image for some reason. That's very satisfying.
But is that the equivalent of a dog wearing a collar?
No.
No.
A rabbit in shoes is totally different to a dog wearing a collar.
So if we put Thumper in a collar, does Thumper think Thumper's a dog?
What are the rules?
What if
here?
We put Mickey Mouse in his pants and a collar? What happens to his brain?
What if we put Thumper in a Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah. That's great because he's so little. What if we drape a Hawaiian shirt over a rabbit? Will it tend to bar for us?
You know who I think thought about this topic for way too long?
Yeah.
The guys who made Zootopia.
Yes. So this is how Zootopia came about. Because in Zootopia, it's the same thing. Nick only wears a Hawaiian jacket open. Is it because, I know the question wasn't why do animals only wear one piece of clothing, but here we are. Is it because most animals' dicks are inside them? Like, if my dick was inside me, I would just wear a shirt. You can't see like, it.
Yeah, to be honest, fair.
No, actually, because most animals' sheaths are visible. Yeah. So
sheaths are visible, but they also have a lot of belly, like belly hair and all that kind of hair.
Yeah, it's all goes in.
Whereas, say, like, if humans, if our cocks were sheathed, we'd still have quite visible pubic hair.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Well, yeah, I guess that's why no nude animal does it. No.
Disney stands for dicks inside nobody ever. Quick, what?
Why is it white? Nobody ever. Yes.
I'm just going to have a look at Zootopia. He's wearing pants.
Is he? Pants. I didn't think Nick wore pants.
They all wear pants.
Everyone wears pants in that movie.
Why did...
I was too busy trying to think of the acronym to pay attention to.
Oh, well, never mind then. Well, yeah, that's good they've learned.
But they do have a nudist colony in Zootopia.
They do, and nobody's genitals are visible. So just saying. Sheaths. Buttholes, still pretty visible on most animals.
Yeah, like, imagine
that's where you gotta sniff and see what's good.
Ah, that's true.
How you greet each other. Man, I wish they kept that in Tailspin. This balloon up to shirt. Yeah, you're well.
Spin it!
How do you go from like the bluesy jazz of the Bare Necessities to the full on Caribbean 80s nightmare that is the Tailspin thing? Boom, 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 boom. Spin it! Oh yeah!
Fuck. Oh. Usually these episodes end with us coming to some kind of conclusion, but I think I've just hurt my brain thinking about.
Oh, well, it's very simple. So, how did Baloo get? Who gave Baloo a pilot license? No one. Okay. It's just the jacket.
No, it's the jacket, sure. But who is the Nick Fury character that goes between all these Disney worlds that shows up in the post credits of all of these movies? And then gives them their new jobs for the Disney afternoon cartoon.
Mickey Mouse smoking a cigar.
Maybe, but why? Why does he want these bears flying planes?
Well, Mickey Mouse seems to exist in that liminal state between being a character with his own life and being like a mouse actor. Mm. Yeah, so maybe Mickey Mouse has a direct line to God, i.e. Walt, and Walt Disney gives Mickey a vision.
Or what if it is someone who exists in a world where every animal has a job, wears clothes except him, and he dreams of a world where these animals can be treated like humans? The thing he's never been awarded, and it's Pluto. The end of every Disney movie, Pluto in an eye patch.
Pluto steals a jacket from Mickey Mouse so that he can talk to the animals, but then he takes it off to keep his cover. And at the end of a conversation, he's like, I got one last request for you. And they're like, what?
You gotta take my jacket off.
No.
It has to be done.
That's so tragic.
But beautiful.
I think we've cracked the case.
We've done it. When they didn't need to make Zootopia after all. They could have just come to this realization.
It was happening in the background of Disney cartoons already.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Levins.
Would you like to plug anything?
Yeah. I do podcasts, five of them. which is too many. And one day you guys are going to ask why. But two of those podcasts are on the Planet Broadcasting Network. One of them is called Hey Fam, which is like pop culture comedy. One of them is about comic books. It's called Serious Issues. And then I got some music ones. One's called Old Raps. Computer games one about indie games is called All the Small Games. And there's a food one called The Mitchin.
Mm. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And you can find them all on iTunes and the wider internet.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And yeah, look, now everyone knows everything about Disney. Yeah. Don't sue us, Walt. I'm like, kind of glad he's dead because he can't.
Yeah.
That's how law works, right?
And good luck putting some Hawaiian shirts on deer.
Yeah, let's put a shirt on Melody, our dog, see what happens.
Spit it! Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.